This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of Americans have been struggling with bad weather. Residents in Tennessee are digging out after deadly tornadoes over the weekend killed six people and sent several dozen people to hospitals. The AP's Jennifer King.
Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell says at least 20 buildings in the region collapsed and many more were damaged in Saturday's severe weather that spawned multiple tornadoes.
I hope nobody lives in those houses.
Realtor Noemi Canales posted footage of splintered buildings in Clarksville on Sunday.
Guys, it was really bad.
Greg Chance learned that his coworker and friend Joseph Dalton was one of three victims killed north of Nashville.
I'm thankful that we're all alive, but what hurts me more than he thinks is he lost his life.
Marco Tulio Gabriel Perez came to the scene where a trailer overturned on top of another trailer, killing his sister and her two-year-old son. I'm Jennifer King.
Heavy rain and snow in parts of the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic is ending today for the most part, says the Weather Service. Now to the war between Israel and Hamas. Israel says Hamas still has 117 hostages and the remains of 20 people who have died. Israeli forces and Palestinian militants have been battling this morning in the key city of Khan Yunis in the south and in Gaza City. It's a high-stakes trip to Washington this week for Ukraine's President Zelensky.
In a statement, his office says Zelensky will focus on ensuring unity among the U.S., Europe, and the world in supporting Ukraine's defense against Russian terror and strengthening the international order based on rules and respect for the sovereignty of each nation. President Joe Biden has asked Congress for a multi-billion dollar package of wartime funding for Ukraine and Israel, along with other national security priorities. But the request is caught up in a debate over U.S. immigration policy and border security. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is AP News. Those who knew him and loved him are remembering the actor Ryan O'Neal.
Barbara Streisand, Lee Grant, and others involved in Hollywood are mourning the death of actor Ryan O'Neal, who died Friday at the age of 82.
Look, you can't change things now. Too much has happened to us.
Ryan O'Neal made his name with the series Peyton Place, which led to movies like Love Story and Barry Lyndon. He was considered for the part of Michael Corleone in The Godfather. O'Neal starred in Paper Moon with his daughter, Tatum O'Neal. They later became estranged. He divorced twice and was romantically involved for decades with actor Farrah Fawcett. He said in a 2011 AP interview, Fawcett's death in 2009 led to reconciling with Tatum.
She says she missed me. You know, I didn't see her for years, and there she was at Farrah's funeral. I lost one and found another.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
A 17-year-old has passed the bar exam in California. Peter Park. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.